Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
We do it every week. Catch up with Andy Baggerly. Covers the Giants for The Athletic. Off day for the Giants today, and then off to our favorite place to play baseball, Colorado. Bags joins us courtesy of the Yuma Guest Line. What's up, Andy? How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well, dude. Not a great weekend of baseball for the Giants. I was pretty impressed with Blake Sable's home run yesterday. That was like old man strength. That was big two cheeks together to put one out over Triple's Alley. Pretty nice power display for Sable there. But in terms of like any concern we have early in the month of June, I think for me it's the rotation right now. That we don't really know where to go after that two spot where it's Webb and it's Cobb, and then Disclafani was real good at the beginning of the year, and we don't really know what's going on at all with Stripling and Manaea and Woods now on the IL. Seems like we thought they had 8 or 9 starting pitchers for 5 spots, and now seems like they may have like 2 or 3 for the 5 spots.
Yeah, no, you never have enough starting pitching. I mean, that's going to be true of any league, any team, no matter where you play. No matter how much pitching you have, you can never have enough pitching. And I think we're seeing that right now. And you know, that's what I wrote about after the game yesterday is, you know, the Giants gave up 8 runs and they lost. And, you know, when you give up 8 runs, you aren't going to lose most of the time. But when the Giants give up 8 runs, they lose all of the time. They're 0-17 when they allow 7-plus runs. And I think, honestly, there are going to be a lot of days where the answer just has to be they have to score more. You know, they do have a lot of talent. I think on this pitching staff, they've got just an embarrassment of options to set up for Camilo Duvall, who might be the best relief pitcher in the National League. I mean, the bullpen has really established itself as being a team strength, which is a really, really good development. But you're right. You don't want to run bullpen games, you know, 40% of the time. You want to be able to have somebody else you can really depend on. I think Anthony Scalfani will be okay. I wouldn't make too much out of a start that was kind of out of character for him yesterday. But yeah, whether it's eventually turning to Kyle Harrison or Keaton Wynn or if they just try to, you know, maybe make Sean Manaea take on a little bit more workload on his day to pitch or however they do it, they're going to have to find a way because Wood is going to be out for a little bit and Ross Stripling is still working his way back. So their depth is being tested here.
Yeah, could we even consider Junis, Manaea, and Stripling starters? Like, I thought they had a lot of starting pitching depth. I don't even know if I consider those guys starters anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, I was looking at the starters ERA month by month, and it was like 3.68 in April, and then it's like 3.68 or whatever, right around the same number in May. And I thought, well, wait a second. I mean, that doesn't count, you know, the times that Stripling came in as a reliever, but really kind of a starter in sheep's clothing, mm-hmm. and he kind of got, you know, bombed a little bit. So, you know, those numbers are, I'm not even really sure that those numbers mean much of anything, but yeah, you know, they definitely have had a lot of role fluidity on this team, and I'm sure that they were hoping that some of these pitchers would, you know, really kind of establish themselves as, you know, the no doubt best option to start a game, and I think Sean Manaea is on the way to doing that, but, mm-hmm. But yeah, it can be a little frustrating because you want to know, hey, who are my starting pitchers? Who are we rolling out there? You know, who are the relievers we can put in different roles? And that's not the way that they really kind of game plan, try to figure out the most efficient way to attack an opposing lineup. And there have been times it's really, really worked great. And there have been times when they've thrown a couple shutouts, I think, in bullpen games. And then there's been a couple others that have kind of gone sideways on them. But you're right. It is a little tough to kind of, you know, gauge what the rotation is because of the way they've been using the pitchers.
Talking to Andy Baggerly on the Yuma Guest Line. What did you make of the reported comments from Jim Bowden yesterday about Farhan Zaidi saying on the front office show on MLB Network Radio that they plan to be aggressive come deadline time? I read the comment from Jim Bowden. Can't find it anywhere. But looking for this audio, I've been trying to find so I could sort of parse through what Farhan was saying. Have you heard the comments or seen them in print? And what did you make of them, Andy?
No, I haven't really seen anything about that at all. Okay. I mean, I think, you know, Farhan said at the outset of free agency last year that they were going to be aggressive, and they were. You know, obviously, it was a little bit of a roller coaster on how aggressive they were and who they were aggressive on. But You know, they signed 7 free agents, and I think even if you're cautious and you know how tough it is to make deals, and right now, I mean, who are the sellers outside of the A's? It's hard to figure that out, but we got a long way to go till we sort of can roadmap that out. But yeah, if you're an executive of any team, you're going to say you're going to be aggressive at the trade deadline. So I don't really see the story there.
Cubs and Tigers, those are my two teams that are selling. Those are my other two.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, the Cubs are dealing with some issues right now, and we're going to see them actually. I think on the next homestand, yep. If we can call it
next
a homestand,
weekend.
At the home series. Is it a homestand when they're here for 3 days and they go right back on the road?
Not so much.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to go home series. I just think it's like calling a two-game set a series. That always bothers
it's
me
a set.
For some stupid reason. Yeah, it's like, why?
It's a pair of games.
Why does that even bother me? Why do I even care? I don't know. Just seems like two. You got to have three to be a series, too. Two doesn't seem like a series, does it? Seems more like a get-together.
Yeah.
Kind of a speed dating kind of thing.
Two-game get-together.
I don't even see your whole pen in two games, you know?
No, it's true. And honestly, I mean, you know, if you're a reliever, it's probably a good thing, right? You only pitch once in a series. The team only gets one look at you. That can actually work to your benefit. And I think, you know, if you're like a Rodgers brother, you got to love the way that this schedule is now that you're not facing the Dodgers 19 yep. times. You know, you're seeing a whole bunch of different teams. And to be honest, you know, with guys like, Ryan Walker, I mean, you know, they've got a lot of sort of misfit toys to guys in that bullpen who throw from different arm angles. And so maybe that's one reason that the bullpen could even be better than we thought because, you know, they won't have the chance to have that familiarity with facing the team for the 17th, 18th, 19th time.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
I don't know if they did this on purpose. I highly doubt it, but it was I laughed a little bit when I saw it. Like Friday, it was orange black, and then Saturday was orange black, except the orange was black and black was orange on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know, when you play the Orioles, it's just annoying, isn't it? I mean, you look up and it's like, wait, which team is which? You know,
like I said, Bags, it's a battle for Halloween. Halloween resides in Baltimore this year.
It's like when the really small high school teams play each other in the playoffs, and they only have one set of uniforms, and so it's like, it's the red jerseys versus the red jerseys, you know. But it is confusing because you look up and it's like, oh wait, which team's in the field again?
Hey, we scored. Oh, we didn't. God dang it!
No,
we
didn't.
Scored
no.
Again. We didn't score again. Have you noticed any difference in the way they're? They've been pitching Schmidt the last couple weeks. I mean, I haven't really paid that close attention to all the adjustments, but you know they're going to make an adjustment when he gets off to the start he got off to. Have you noticed anything different in the way they're approaching him?
Not to the point where they're throwing it in the other batter's box and seeing if he's going to get himself out. I mean, a couple of his strikeouts the other day came on called pitches, and he's taking more called strikes, so that actually might be a good sign, to be honest. You know, I'm still hung up on the pitch he hit for the double off Bautista in the ninth inning. I mean, this is one of the best closers in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 97. It's 8 inches in off the plate, running in on his hands, and he hits a pull side double. I mean, you know, I don't think he's Pablo Sandoval in terms of, you know, I don't think he's turning around pitches at his neck quite yet, but he does have some pretty good plate coverage. And I think that people are trying to figure out if they can get him out in. And once they figure out that that's not easy to do, then I think they're going to go away and away and away, and then it's going to be up to him to not swing at those pitches. And you know, I don't see him. You know, clearly he's not drawn a lot of walks. Clearly his swing percentage overall is like the highest in the major leagues. But so, yeah, I totally expect that there's going to be an adjustment that, that pitchers make, and maybe we'll try to get him to chase. And you know, it's sometimes those shadow ones. I mean, that's tougher. It's easier said than done to lay off those pitches. But the ones that are non-competitive, you know, those the easy takes, you got to make sure those are easy takes. And you use those to get some count leverage. And that's obviously makes a big difference.
By the way, I'll never get used to that. He's seeing. Oh, he has a clue up there now. He just took a called third strike, so he knows what he's doing.
I'm seeing it good.
Now. I'm sorry. That's something I'm trying to get used to. Some of the new. I'll never get used to that one.
It was good or bad. I knew it was coming. I just now I know. Yeah.
I didn't swing.
I had a feeling that might be right down the middle. Talking to Danny Vaccarelli on the UMA guest line. Luis Matos seems like he's at some point, if he continues to hit the way he's hitting, he may make it tough to keep him off the big league roster for what he could do defensively. I mean, a couple of these other guys came up out of need. Casey Schmidt, you really needed him. You had pointed that out when they were in, I want to say it was in Florida. You just half expected him to be up in Miami. They kind of needed Patrick Bailey when Joey Barco's down. They were looking for catching depth. I don't know that they need Luis Matos right now, but does it feel like he's maybe going to force his way in, considering he could be giving them something that they don't have in the outfield at the big league level?
Yeah, it's a great question. You framed it very well. I mean, that's they just got Austin Slater back. They're going to get Jock Peterson back, tomorrow, they expect to. They'll get Tyro Estrada back tomorrow. So they're already going to probably send Bryce Johnson, you know, center fielder, back to AAA. So it's going to be hard for them to get Matos on this roster. I mean, Brett Wisely's another guy who has options. He may be another guy who goes out unless they have a surprise IL placement. So you're right. There really isn't a place for Luis Matos to play right now. I mean, if Mike Yastrzemski's side issue gets worse and he's not playable for a while, then I think you look at it. But, it does sort of seem like you're wasting it a little bit by having him get three hits every night at AAA, but it is AAA. So it's not like you're guaranteed to get that to translate to the big leagues. But I think, you know, we all saw the impact Schmidt had. We all saw the impact that Bailey had. And I think, you got a whole bunch of Giants fans basically like with a knife and a fork pounding them on the table going, more, more, more. Bring us more. We want more. and you get it. I mean, I totally understand that there's a hunger for more impact. And it looks like this guy's ready. So, I think if you're Luis Matos, all you can do is just keep taking good swings and keep putting the bat on the ball and hitting crisp line drives no matter where you are. And eventually you're going to find your way into the big leagues.
What's in store for Bart when he's healthy? Is it catch a couple times a week? Is it a platoon situation? Is Bailey kind of solidified himself? Everybody loves throwing to him, apparently. So if I was saying last week, Bags, if Farhan told us that the defense is the thing at that position and any offense is bonus, and because he's the best defensive catcher, it would make sense that he would be the kind of the de facto starting catcher and he would get most of the starts. I don't know that's the way it's going to work out. How do you see it working out?
Yeah, if they go by defense, I think that, you know, Bailey's probably has to be considered the best defensive catcher in the organization. And Bart is, you know, they've always framed it as he's working really hard to improve the things we want him to improve on. So that's a long way from saying that this guy's a Gold Glover. But, you know, they've always been very positive in what they say about Joey Bart. They've always been very supportive. But, you know, it's a performance-based business, and I think Farhan's even said that he's had a significant amount of runway, or maybe that was Gabe who said it. Joey Bart, I mean. So, you know, if he has to go on a rehab assignment that turns into an option, then he's just going to have to demonstrate that he can, you know, make more strides and be ready for when he may be needed if someone else gets hurt or there's a lack of performance. Because the other thing is, you know, they still believe in Blake Sable. And like you said, he can put a charge in a ball, and he's still producing against right-handed pitching. But his avenue as a DH kind of goes away once Jock is on this roster. So, you know, you need to still catch Sable a couple times a week just to get his bat in the lineup if that's still a priority. So, you know, we'll see how that situation kind of manifests itself as well. But right now, you know, it's hard to see who would go down to make room for Joey Bart on this roster. And again, it may be the roster may look different 5 days from now. And usually Coors Field will chew up a team pretty good, and you see what you look like coming out the other side. So But, you know, for now, he's going to go on, he's on the rehab assignment, and then we'll see what that turns into.
I don't know if, like, Lamont Wade Jr. is his health has been, if it's held up because he's played more first base, but I'm kind of wondering, like, with Blake Sable, I was saying this earlier, I look at those two guys and I go, why wouldn't you flop them? I think I'd be more comfortable with Lamont in left field and maybe seeing what Sable could do at first base. I know when he came over, they were kind of reporting him as an outfielder. He could play a little bit of infield and do some catching, and I don't know how much he did that at third or at first base in spring training. I know he was in left and catching a whole bunch, but it seems to me like maybe you could keep Sable's bat in the lineup if you mix and match guys a little differently, but health is a factor, and if Jock's coming back and you got other left-handed bats coming back, obviously those are eating up those at-bats. I just think they really do like having Sable there, as evidenced by where they've been batting him in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, he's batting cleanup the other day. And, I mean, to your point about first base, is it something that they could do maybe longer term? They could, but I think that they knew that he was going to have to be able to catch big league games to be able to stick on this roster.
That's the value,
And that was going to be throwing a lot at him. So I think that, this was more a situation where, okay, yeah, could we have him take ground balls at first base? But yes, but let's maybe edit ourselves a little bit here. And we're putting a lot on this guy's plate already. So maybe that'll be something that they think about doing down the road at some point.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
So I'm going to ask you something. I asked Copes this about a half an hour ago. I was watching the Royals and the Marlins game, and I saw something that I hadn't seen before, and I'm wondering if you had seen it, because it kind of surprised me. So first and third, and no outs. And I think Marlins were up. So ground ball to short. They go for the double play, get the out at second, get the out at first, but then they challenge it, and it was overturned. He was safe. So they got the guy at first safe, but the guy from third didn't score. He had to go back to third base after the challenge. And we were wondering, is it that once you challenge it, everything from that point stops and everybody has to go back to their base? He obviously would have scored easily, whether they get him out or not. Have you ever seen anything like that? Like, that's, most of this I've seen now, that one I haven't seen before.
So it was a, what, 6-4-3 double play?
Correct.
And called a double play on the field?
Correct.
Okay. And the runner scored from third base?
Correct.
Okay. And so they challenged what part of the play? Second base?
They challenged the first base, whether he was at it first or not.
Oh, whether the runner just beat the throw?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. And then they overturned the out call at first base?
Right.
Yes. And then the runner had to go back to third.
Okay, so yeah. So basically, what you need to know is never watch a Royals-Marlins game. What are you doing, Tom?
Wait, what? I don't have a lot of choices at that point.
That's all we got. The Rays finished up. What are we supposed to do?
That's a sentence I've honestly never heard anyone ever say in my life. I was watching the Royals-Marlins game today.
I'm a sports fan, Bags. What can I say?
What else is on? Ran through the whole scenario. I see what happened here. I know what the issue was. The issue was you were watching that game, Tom. That was problem number one.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad.
Yeah. I'll just pretend I said something really smart and illuminating, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, what the hell just happened here? I thought my TV was on the blink. I go, why'd they put a little dot back on third base? That can't possibly be. And then Luis Ariza doubled them both home anyway, so it didn't matter. I was saying that this is something that no one's going to pay attention to because it's the Marlins, but this is like, and I don't know how long it's going to last, but this is like Tony Gwynn, Rod Carew, like George Brett when he batted 390. Like this might be this type of stuff where I don't know if he's going to bat 400, but somebody last year I think led the league in batting at like 320. Like 315, you could be the batting leader because no one cares about batting average anymore. And the Giants fans saw him not that long ago. I saw him when they played the Angels not that long. This guy can flat out hit. It doesn't matter who's pitching, how hard they throw, what kind of stuff they throw. That guy can hit, and it's kind of fun to see someone, because that always used to be a thing when I was growing up, average, not so much anymore, but to see a guy that like can hit and may hit 380, 385, because we haven't seen it in a long, long time.
You know what's wild is he's got 80 hits. He's hitting 392 right now. Leads the league on base is 445, so he's also drawn 19 walks. So he's been on base, not counting reaching on fielder's choices or whatever, which, you know, obviously
your OBP,
you would count. That's 80 plus 19 plus any hit batters here. Let's see. Yep, hit twice. Okay, he's been on base 101 times. He's only scored 21 runs all season. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's almost like you're trying not to score him. That's just insane.
He's not very fast either.
I mean, well, you know. Yeah. Again, I return to my original phrase, which was,
why are you watching Marlins and Royals? Bags.
Think about that, Bags. So they're at 60 games right now. So you got 60, 60, and then 42. That guy, if he keeps going at this pace, he's going to be on base damn near 275, 280 times this year.
Wow.
Luis Bonds. It's like Bonds, dude.
That's silly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is. That's a lot of times on base.
I'll go back. There's a kid
and he'll score 31.
I got to think. I wonder who holds the record for most times on base in a season. I got to think that. Do you think it's like Ichiro maybe? Or could be like Pete Rose? Is it someone who got a billion?
Well, what do you think was Barry that one year when he had 212 walks?
232, you mean?
Yeah, so let's see.
232 walks.
I mean, he had to. At 232, so he had to be on base at least, what, 350?
Yeah, his on-base percentage was
600, right?
609? 600.
Yeah, 600, yeah.
That's
good. I'm telling you got to watch that video, and if he played the whole 04 season without a bat, like, he still would have been pretty dangerous, you know? He just went up there without a bat every time.
232 walks, and how many were intentional? 120.
Yeah, I think he broke the record in, like, July.
Yeah, because he would have set the record when he walked 68 times in 2002. So yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Boy.
Single season times on base, 376 is Barry Bonds. Did it one
376.
Time. 376. And the record is Babe Ruth did it 379 times he reached base, it looks like.
Wow.
So Bonds in 04, that year that we were just talking about, the 232 walk year, 04 is the second most times ever somebody has reached base, 617 plate appearances. On base 376. In 1923, Babe Ruth, 699 plate appearances, 379 reach base.
Wow. That's a lot of standing around.
That's a lot.
That's a physical feat in itself. I mean, we joke when we're in major league clubhouses waiting for players in spring training. It's like I'm getting my standing muscles back, you know, standing around and waiting for people. But that's a lot of standing on base.
Bonds is two of the top five reach base seasons ever.
Wow.
He is number two and number five. He did it in 02. And by the way, he's got three in the top 10. I'm just saying. He's unreal.
Do you ever go to like a place where there's like a security guard or someone's working like in retail or something, and they have a station, and they have like the gel mat that they can stand on, you know, so their feet don't get tired? I feel like they should have put one of those like next to first base.
Yeah,
for
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Just a little gel mat.
Exactly. Standing desk for Barry so that he's keeping his blood flowing. That's it. Bags, always appreciate the time, man. We'll see how many times Luis Arraez has reached base by the time we check in next week. How about that?
Okay.
We'll do a weekly Arraez check in with Bags.
There you go. And 7-4 Marlins, by the way.
7-4 Fish.
Oh, thank you.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.